Danke, Christian. Verehrte Freunde des ITI, verehrter Apostolischer Nuntius, liebe Mitbrüder, Bischofs, priesterlichen Dienst, diakonalen Dienst, vor allem dear Red One. Ich werde ganz kurz sein, weil ich mich schon so auf den Vortrag von Professor Splett freue und ich vermute, Sie auch schon alle etwas Hunger haben. Was hat uns um Himmels Willen bewogen, dieses Abenteuer ITI zu beginnen? Es begann damit, shall I speak in German or English? Mixture. Yeah. Es hat damit begonnen, dass im Jahr 1994 ein Institut für Ehe und Familie geschlossen wurde, aus finanziellen Gründen, nämlich das MEDO in Roermond, in Rolduc, in den Niederlanden. Und das war das Jahr der Familie in den Vereinten Nationen. Und Papst Johannes Paul hat gesagt, das geht doch nicht, dass die katholische Kirche im UNO-Jahr der Familie ein Familieninstitut schließt. Hat gefunden, wir österreichischen Bischöfe sollten eines eröffnen. Das war leichter gesagt als getan. Auf jeden Fall, mein Vorgänger Kardinal Grohr hat dem Papst irgendwie zugesagt und dann hat er gefunden, dass der junge Weihbischof sich darum kümmern soll. So durfte ich von Anfang an dieses Abenteuer erleben und begleiten. Und wenn ich jetzt ein paar Namen nenne, dann wirklich, um Gott Dank zu sagen. Da war zuerst Nick Healy. Nick Healy was the Vice President of Franciscan University, Steubenville, and he was a fighter for the gospel, for the evangelization. And he was ready to help us to start the ITI. But there was another person that was very decisive. He is present with us, Walter Hildebrand and Primrose, his wife, in the Kartause Gamming. You opened the doors for us, you opened the space, and it was the starting point. But then was a very decisive meeting. I remember we met in Rome. We had a long walk in Rome. We shared about theology, about biblical science, about faith, the church, and we felt a very, very deep coherence among us. That was Father Edmund's father, Michael Waldstein. Michael and his wife Susie, parents of 8 children, among them Father Edmund. And it was unforgettable because it was like in a kaleidoscope, things came together. The vision, the important is to have a vision. Pope St. John Paul had a vision. But by God's grace, through the help of Nick Healy, of I'm happy that his daughter is here. Are you here? Yes. Welcome. And of course, Walter and his wife Primrose. But it was Michael Waldstein. What was the vision? St. John Paul wanted the ITI to be focused on marriage and family, the church's teaching on marriage and family. But he had a second vision. Austria, after the fall of the Iron Curtain, came back into the, as he had said himself, into the heart of Europe. Austria, the heart of Europe, it's a great vision. And he said, the church has to breathe with two lungs, east and west. And he encouraged us in the vision of an institute that bridges east and west. And so that was the second element of the vision. But then, together with Michael Waldstein, we had another vision that grew out of our experience, but also out of academic experience, especially in the United States, the so-called great books tradition. Some American institutions work in that line, especially Thomas Aquinas College in California, that the students are not confronted with great masses of stuff, kind of encyclopedial knowledge, superficial encyclopedial, no. Sicut servus ad fontes, that became our motto. Sicut servus ad fontes, like the deer is longing for the sources, wie der Hirsch lechzt nach Wasser, back to the sources, and to confront the students with the original texts, the great masters. That was the vision, the great masters. And the faculty, together with the students, in the seminar methodology, sitting around the table, everybody has read the texts, and then they are discussed. So, beginning from Plato and Aristotle to Thomas Aquinas and Augustine and John Henry Newman and modern classics like a certain Joseph Ratzinger. We are convinced that this methodology is the best way to lead young people into a true experience of mastership, to help them to discover through the great masters what is real thinking, real relation between faith and reason. So that they are, we are reluctant to secondary stuff. We are overflowed with secondary stuff today, and tertiary stuff. To bring them to original experience of the great masters. You do it in music, it's evident. You will not play secondary or third class artists, musicians. You play Mozart and Bach and Beethoven. You learn with the great masters. Why not in theology, philosophy? So that was the key intuition. Courageously, Michael Waldstein and Susie agreeing, gave up tenure in Notre Dame. He already had tenure at Notre Dame. He gave up the secure situation of a tenure professor in Notre Dame to come into this experience, to this adventure of ITI. And so often we have experienced that we are really depending on divine providence every day. And the fourth element is, which has been for me, and I think especially for you, Christian, and for the faculty, a great experience, the friends of ITI. Around ITI has grown a big family, friends that are fascinated by the idea of ITI, of this vocation, marriage and family, East and West, living together, praying together, studying together, building community, building a big family, being open to new life, as you can see, so many children, and the support of so many good friends. So I finish saying how grateful I am after 20 years, for me it's 22 years of experience with the adventure of ITI. It is, for me personally, it is a constant experience of depending of God's providence and making the experience that He is really leading it. Just to end, there was a moment when I was very discouraged. You know it, Christian, Larry, you know it. I was very discouraged. I wanted to give up. I said, I have so many other things to do. And a dear friend asked me, who has appointed you Grand Chancellor? I said, well, St. John Paul. And he said, what is the question? Since then, as I have been reappointed by Pope Francis now, Pope Benedict before, I go on and I'm so grateful. I have learned so much. I have been enriched by this experience much more than what I have been able to give. I am grateful. Grateful to the friends, Red One and so many others, to the board, the marvelous commitment of our board, and the commitment of the faculty. They are not paid in the best way in the world. You can imagine they have not salaries like big jobs in banks or in business, but they go on and do their work, and the students. I praise the Lord for 20 years of this blessed experience. Thank you.